Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
All right.
Welcome back.
We're just whispering sweet nothings in each other's ear right now, me and Kelly.
Yeah.
Actually,
like all
welcome
up.
Back to 590 The Fan, the all-new 590 The Fan. You listen to Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on She Said, He Said. And we are live out at Complete Auto Body with our new location in Westport. Today is their ribbon-cutting ceremony. Come on out from 1 to 4. We got all kinds of cool stuff going on out here.
Thank you.
Yes, and a big thank you to Dave Rispoli, StLouisMarriageCoaching.com. You remember the time when you and your significant other, you guys, your life was perfect. You just met. You fell in love.
What?
Everything was awesome.
Perfect.
And, yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it, when you're first in a relationship that just things are awesome.
She can't, I'm laughing last night with you last night.
Can I finish this?
<I'm sorry>.
Kelly took a left turn. Hold on. We'll be right back.
We need David Rispoli.
For what?
Good.
Marriage back on track, relationship back on track. If just one of you wants to get your marriage and relationship back on track, Dave can save it. He can help you save that. Almost guaranteed, save your marriage. So talk to David Rispoli, and we big shout out to him and his wife going
prayers,
through a hard time.
Prayers, continued prayers.
And we love you guys. And StLouisMarriageCoaching.com.
Okay, can take that little note away. We know it by heart. I don't know why we look. Okay, I got my questions. Okay, men, are you ready?
Here we go.
All right, so you're a man, and we want to know if it is appropriate, do you keep your ex's phone number in your phone when you're no longer with them?
I would say
absolutely not.
I would say no, but I know where this
is going.
Well,
let me get your phone then, and let's see if they're in there. Let's pull it up.
But didn't you say?
I did say. I say.
Kelly keeps them.
You now that came
but
out
no.
wrong.
Well, right. She keeps the
it
numbers
keep them because then you know if they're calling your phone. Because if you don't, then you'll answer, and you shouldn't answer.
That's a great lame excuse.
But really,
I would think that you would want to prevent the drunk dialing effect.
Oh my god!
So you would want to remove it from your phone as soon as possible.
Well, see, not
I know we haven't talked in 10 years, but I was just thinking about you. And that time,
right.
Remember that time?
I send a random text message, you know, every once in a while, just MF some.
Well, we know we're going to have to hang out with them more often. All right. Is it true? Once you say I do, you don't.
That's what I said. That's what I said the other day. You stole it from me.
No, not at all.
All righty. Matt's divorced, so that might be true for him, but he's got a girlfriend now. He says don't. All right, does chivalry, I can't say the word. Can you
chivalry.
Say does that end after you become an item? Do you still open a woman's door? And should you open other women's doors?
You should always be respectful to women.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
all
women
right.
should be held at the utmost respect at all costs.
That's why you're still married. I like that. Okay, is it okay to have passwords on your phone that your significant other or spouse does not know? Should they know your passcodes?
Sure.
Sometimes.
Well, would you write those down for me? Oh,
I don't have a passcode.
Actually, I think I know them.
You know them all. I don't have any passcodes.
He did have to finally get rid of this marriage date he was using on one of his computers. I'd go together and go, what's your password? And he'd go, and I go, oh, my God, is that your anniversary wedding date? Can we change that now? Oh, my God.
It's just easy to remember.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want to forget
it. Okay, Miss Passcode. Here, Kelly Lamb has, like, 50 passwords, and she can't remember a single one of them, ever. She goes, oh, my gosh, I just got locked out, and I don't know my password.
Oh,
I go,
well,
which one is it? She goes, I don't know. I've got, like, 15 of them.
I need to change.
One it is.
I'm afraid if I change them the same, then someone will get in my, you know, bank account or something.
Right.
You got to play it, you know, really lay it on. All right, do real men like to cuddle?
I say yes.
I say yes, too.
Absolutely.
Yes? Do you women like to cuddle? See, women, we know when we cuddle.
We
It doesn't usually end in cuddling, does it?
The intentions are always good.
Yes. But. Yes, the intentions are good. Yes. Okay. All right. Would you like your women to know how to work on an engine? Would that turn you on if she can change a tire or work on the engine?
That would be awesome.
Then you wouldn't have to do it for me anymore. Is that what you're saying?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd choose the opposite. I would say no. I wouldn't want her to know that.
You want to do it for her?
I want to be able to take care of it. I want to provide.
Man, when he does something for me, I like turn into like a crazy cuddle fool.
I know. It's like, I put your curtain rod up the other day.
You'd have
like,
thought that he gave me a massage.
Slammed up against the wall.
There's nothing like when
nine
he
and a half
fixed
weeks.
My toilet and I'm like, yeah, you are the bomb. I love you. Okay, here we go. Who said I love you first? You or the woman?
I would, depending on which relationship we're
well,
speaking
let's go
of,
right
let's
now.
Go current marriage,
let's stick
you know,
with
stick
the
with
wife
that.
Right
so,
now.
The wife.
Okay.
Now he just has two locations.
Oh yeah. She owns two, and I have two.
She
so
has two
really
now.
Well. So, and with that, I'm going to say that I said it first.
You
now,
said it first,
just to make sure that I'm keeping everything on. My stuff inside my house
did.
Instead of my front yard.
Liar pants on fire? I know right where we were. It's like, what? He's joking. It's not real. Because you said it's someone else the other day. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so there you go. The last question. Does it turn you off if a woman can really eat? And she'd be like, you get a pizza, she eats half of it. Good or bad? Are you just mad because she ate the part you wanted still?
I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad. I think
it's, Joe says, yeah, bring it on.
As long as she's doing, you know, the
exercises
and working out and keeping
so
herself
taken care
of. So what
you're saying, she can eat all she wants
maintenance?
As long as she's
absolutely
not fat?
That's all she does, preventive maintenance.
Kind of like complete auto body right there. All right, let's see what's rocking then. Shoot.
Let's see what's rocking.
Now you know how, man.
All right, taking the stage at Brewskies tonight, it's Pop and Rocket. They take the stage at 9 o'clock. Sunday, Dave Dickey and the Big Band and Denny McFarlane at the Pattonville High School Jazz Ensemble take the stage on Sunday from 6 to 9. Disney's Lion King is at the Fox Theater now through May the 7th. And James Taylor's at Peabody. And Todd Rundgren is at River City Rascals tonight. Those two great guys right there.
Which would you go to?
I would probably pick James Taylor because he has a lot more hits. You get your money's worth.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what's rocking. That's what's rocking here in St. Louis
this
weekend.
That was quick.
Well, I know we only had a couple.
Well, Delicious Scoop, you know, we always have some Delicious Scoop, which is brought to you by Chesterfield Lifestyle Publication. You'll be hearing a lot more about that. Okay, so I don't think I have time because we have to go, but there is a difference between a woman going to an ATM and a man going to an ATM. Basically, a man parks the car, goes to the ATM, inserts the car, enters the PIN, takes the money, and drives away. When
a woman
goes to the ATM,
well, there's like 35 items
she
here.
She parks the car, she checks her makeup, she gets out, she turns off the engine, she looks around, she goes to the ATM, she checks her makeup one more time, inserts the card. By the time she does 10 more steps, she gets back to the car, realizes she left her bank card in the ATM, checks her makeup, gets out of the car, goes back to the ATM and gets her card. Gets the car, turns it on, it goes.
That's awesome.
And that is me. Not so much the makeup part, but I did have to have the bank teller go out, get inside the bank teller machine, and get my card. Fine, because it eats it and sucks it.
I had that happen once. So takes your card, won't give it back.
I didn't realize you could walk into an ATM. I mean, she walked right into it, shuffled around, and got my card. All right. We got to go. Thank you so much.
Come
Complete
out to
Auto Body and Repair.
Yes, 1 to 4 today.
1 to 4. There's bouncies. There's food. There's activities. There's all kinds of great things going on today, right?
Absolutely.
And where
We'd
do you go to find out more about Complete?
CompleteAB.com.
There you go. Curtis Barks. Awesome. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo!
More!
My baby's a love thing. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm on, it's a love.